Let's scam Tom, Dean. Tom recently moved here from Pittsburgh, and he's got some claims with the moving company. Well, let me just say the moving company is just about tired of paying Tom any more money. We're going to call. Being from the moving company.
They already sent him $1,000.
I know.
He's not happy.
Hello, this is Tom.
Tom, hi. This is Doug Brown.
Yes.
Claims Department, Customer Service. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Doug?
Great. I know we've been trying to help you out. We handled your move from Pittsburgh to Houston.
That's correct.
And we sent you a check recently.
Yes.
And I haven't seen it as that's been cashed. Did you receive that check?
Yeah, the one that was
$934.
Yes, I do have that check.
Mm-hmm.
And I have not cashed that check. There are still some items out there that were noted that were covered under that check that I wasn't satisfied with the resolution yet.
Oh, see, I didn't know that. I thought we were all set. I thought we had settled. We sent you a check.
No, it doesn't cover all of the items that were on my claim.
We have to walk a fine line here trying to decide what are legitimate claims and what aren't. You know, a lot of people like to just kind of upgrade some of their furniture and their equipment. So we kind of come up with an estimate. We send you a check for $934. Case closed.
I don't view it that way. Then I understand there were a lot of issues on my claim.
A exceedingly amount.
Also,
yes,
I still have a couch that is outstanding. That is going to be run somewhere in the tune of $1,000 to $1,500 to correct.
So you claim.
Well, I know that's how much it's going to be.
I mean, now I'm looking over your file here. You've got more things listed than I think we even moved.
Please don't insult me with I've got more things listed than I've got moved.
You know.
This driver was fired after I was moved because of excessive claim amount activity related to his moves.
You've got one guy fired. Isn't that enough?
Well, I'm not trying to get people fired. What I'm trying to
do... nitpicking is what you're doing. I mean, you know, this poor driver, he's got six kids, and now what's he doing? Because someone wants a lamp fixed. Someone's tired of their printer, so they want to upgrade.
I cannot believe that you're calling me and insinuating that I'm trying to upgrade my printer.
I'm just saying that maybe you should be happy that we sent you $900, and that's all there's going to be. The well is dry, my friend.
I am not accepting this. I mean, we've got a couch issue that is outstanding that is still open. You had someone come to my house to take pictures of it, to give me an estimate.
Mm-hmm.
This couch is...
I've got a picture of it right here. It looks like crap.
Well, it looks like crap because of the condition it was in after it was moved. That is a down-filled couch.
Well, I talked to the driver, who's now fallen into a spiral of drinking and homelessness. But I talked to him. He said most of your stuff was crap anyway. I got a suggestion for you, Tom. Next time you handle a move, why don't you get yourself a pickup truck or a U-Haul van and do it yourself. Then you'll see how much stuff gets damaged.
You know, I can't believe you're running your company this way.
You ever see, remember the show Beverly Hillbillies, where they're moving out to Hollywood and they got everything loaded up in the truck and grandma's up on a rocking chair? That's how I picture you on your next move.
Mm-hmm.
Put your grandma on top.
Put grandma up there and just don't call us anymore.
What's your name again?
It's Raj. With Dean and Raj.
Slowly it sinks in.
Oh, my God.
You've been scammed.
I have been. You guys are in big friggin' trouble.
Oh.
You guys are in some serious trouble. I cannot believe this.
Mr. Downfield Couch.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know there was such a thing.
Oh, my God.